proclamation number 4560 dated the February 7th, 1949. Mental knowledge of worldly origin. Truth, error. The world separates me from people and many fall prey to it despite my obvious expression of strength. Even though they recognized me, they abandon me and don't consider the fact that I will call them to account one day. But the world does not only signify pleasurable activities or material possessions. The adversary can also use other means if he wants people to desert me, if he wants to keep the truth from them and make them inclined towards his misguided teachings. Then he will use worldly-minded people to speak in the guise of an expert and confuse the one who has offered my word from above so that he will no longer be able to recognize it because he no longer allows himself to be taught spiritually but instead in a worldly way. It is his own fault that this weakens his power of judgment, for the person to whom I convey my word is offered a gift of grace which he should appreciate as such. When he is offered something precious, he should turn away from worthless gifts. He should unhesitatingly relinquish the latter in exchange for my gift. If, however, he is unwilling to do so, then he is not worthy of my gift and it will be withdrawn from him again. Hence the world is stronger, for where falsehood and error exist, the world is in the forefront. On the other hand, truth comes from me. It is cut off from the world and is therefore only recognized and desired by those who have no further dealings with the world, that is, whose heart remains untouched by the enticements of the world, by all possessions of worldly origin. And so, mental knowledge which deviates from the pure truth likewise belongs to the world, because it did not originate from me. Avoid the world and its representatives if you want to receive gifts from me, and when you are offered my gift of grace, relinquish everything else, for it is the most precious endowment you can receive through my love. You cannot excuse yourselves if you have refused my gift, for you are not incapable of recognizing the truth as such if I offer it to you, yet you are unwilling to accept it and thereby also lose your power of judgment. And this is your fault, for which you will have to justify yourselves. If I approach you, you must not place me on par with those who cannot offer you anything of great value because they are not taught by me. However, if you do so, then you are unworthy of my gift and it will be taken away from you again and truly not so easily offered to you a second time. Spend some serious thought on this and hold yourselves to account as to what you will give up, and let yourselves be warned and admonished, for you are in danger of losing an awful lot just because you don't want to renounce what is worthless, what is offered to you by the world and what therefore cannot last for eternity. Amen.